mistakes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Andy Breckman Man, Andy Breckman Man, always giving out the number so you can call the show.
First the keyboard, then the keyboard on the airwaves. Today is a great day.
And his son strikes again.
Amazing.
Hello, Ken and Greg Man.
Greeting SSD listeners and great job, Andy and Josh and Cam.
First time robot, long time listener, can't believe I'm experiencing sentience. Are there any other robots in the house tonight?
Zebra trucks.
I like robot voice that sounds kind of strangled.
Greetings from Berlin. I have a huge anticipation for this show.
Genius. I, for one, welcome our new voice synthesized overlords.
Are we really going to do this?
That's nice background music, but if there's no one there, I will need to disconnect the call. Okay, I'm disconnecting the call. This seems like a good way to drum up more comments. And only a little desperate.
Voice metallic, many SSD, the flesh of the weak human race. voice.
I have a fancy accent, CC, can you hear my accent? I am Fancy Robot.
I think I just heard Joe Mulligan hang up.
Great as human beings.
Hey boys and girls, this is Andy. We have a great topic tonight. Here it is ready. If you had a time machine, how would you use it?
Shout out to Lego Man's Already.
Well, this is new.
I would suggest to any voice-enabled robots to call in on a new number, 241-209-9368, and try out their vocal processors.
I am a robot and a robot with a rabbit.
Domo arigato, Mr. Robato.
Hello, this is the voice of God.
Hold it, I am the only one on WFMU that gets to have a computerized voice. This is unfair in all regards.
I cannot reasonably excited when I hear this music.
Are you taking calls?
This is God's wife.
Hey, why do I hear the robot voices only on the right channel? Ken.
This door cord is morbidly flawed.
Hail, harbingers of multiple singularities. I left my masturbatiorium for this.
Wish I was a time machine.
What if someone curses?
Hey boys and girls, this is Andy. We have a great topic tonight. Here it is. Are you ready? If you had a time machine, how would you use it?
Me love you long time.
All comments on the playlist read aloud in computer.
Cliff, the robot only works on the right channel. I am sorry.
Drop table users, JK.
Because the robots are always right.
Do I have a fancy robot voice, or a terrible robot voice?
The more a thing tends to be permanent, the more it tends to be lifeless.
I swear I recognize Aaron from Minneapolis voice.
I mo ask figure out how to eat my sandwich tis.
Fear far and far and far and auf der Autobahn.
Comma zero.
Aaron's voice is super whiny, lol.
F**k, this again.
Ken, that triggers my OCD, but I will deal with it for the duration of the hour.
Oh sure mate, we sound like a whiny girl. Real mature.
The show is driving my dog crazy.
Andy knows how to copy and paste. Great job, Andy.
No wonder the Today Show on Bias Hat NBC is doing so badly compared to its glorious past. Little credibility. Donald J. Trump.
Colin D.
Clem.
Cliff, the left channel is back.
Are you my mother?
Sit, Lola, sit.
Papa who momo. Papa who mo mamo.
If I had time machine, I would go back to Germany in 1938 and find Adolf Hitler and pull a prank on him. Like, maybe, I would short his sheets.
I would go back to my 12-year-old self and explain women.
I am frightened.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
Thanks, Ken.
When Zombie Optimus came under Gwen's sun control, destruction of the Autobots became his primary goal. He tricked Wheelie and others into a terrible trap full of missiles and explosions to turn them to scrap. But Wheelie survived when Roddy Muse Grime returned and left the Zombie Optimus behind to be burned. Dark Awakening.
Y'all go ahead and type any old cuss words you feel like. There's a built-in swear filter, as I understand the situation.
I'm alive.
Yes, robot, now in both channels.
Hey everybody, we do have a topic. The topic is, what would you do with a time machine?
609. Soy.
Thank you.
My name is Mac, thank you.
Brilliant.
I hope my husband is listening to this. Hi, Keith.
Linda Lee Tag. You are it.
El amor no se puede olvidar. El amor no se puede olvidar. El amor se fue amor de verdad. El amor no se puede olvidar. I am your father.
I see what's going on here.
Bird, bird, bird is the word.
No P-I-S-P.
Wild eel, could you do that for me?
You bet your ass.
Boo, boo, bo, bear, boo, boo, bo.
Had a time machine, I'd go back and tell myself not to stress so much about girls, and invest lots in Microsoft.
Mike Hunt.
Scooby doo dee doo dee doo dee doo, deadly doo ah deadly doo ah.
Part of his dream bird that hatches the egg of experience. Rustling in the leaves drives him away.
6:10. Suffering bound soy 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 soy.
I would go back to the glorious moment the angel Moroni appeared to the Prophet Smith in the sacred grove, and I'd take a selfie for proof that he truly restored the Lord's gospel here on planet Earth.
If I had a time machine, I'd hammer in the morning, but I'd hammer in the far distant future.
I would abort myself.
Walt, I would love to.
If I had a time machine, I would go back to March of last year and take back my pledge. Oh wait, I never pledged. Crap.
I would go back in time and go to Princeton and pee in the urinal right after Woodrow Wilson.
Nina Tittenborg, Nina Tittenborg.
I would use my time machine to go back to one day ago and talk Andy and Ken out of doing this. No, who am I kidding? This is fantastic.
This is a test of the unemergency system. That you fail this test.
Asheville John, tag you are it.
I would go back in time to when we had the old Foo mobile app.
Shout out to my cat Ethel and my other cat Barry and my other cat Edgar.
Hey children, this is Andy. If I had a time machine, I know exactly what I would do. I would sell the...
Where is the robot version of the Brickman family? Robot Beth, please sign in.
In a time machine, I would cry. It would be such a lonely place. How long does a time machine take?
You cut off my boo-boo-boo bears.
Is the sap running?
Make robots great again.
If I had a time machine, I'd invest all my money in a robot voice company.
Okay everybody. I am going to ban people who say the same word over and over again. That is what we like to call uncool. Being uncool is bad. Do not be uncool.
Okay, if I could use a time machine, I would probably watch my grandmother grow up in Brooklyn.
I would go back to Montreux, to the Lake Geneva shoreline, and stop that goddamn stupid with a flare gun.
The future is now. A robot dog would not react adversely, machine. I would go back to Monday night and try to talk Ken Friedman out of this idea.
I'm not a pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant plucker's mate. And I'm only plucking pheasants, cause the pheasant plucker's late. I'm not the pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant plucker's son. And I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant pluckers come.
What's your message of peace and love for the new year?
I would go back to buy stocks of WFMU.
We already have time machines. We just don't use them.
Lord Dave, I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over.
A bit of this is all good and fun, but come on, if you really want to be happy, learn to quiet down for periods of time. Every day. Develop the habit. Then you will hear the sounds without noise and gooey. Discontent. P.S. There is no end to distraction until you focus on the simple truth, but then again, you can handle the Dr. Ruth, the real changing nature of life. Woo-foo.
If I had a time machine, I would kidnap a Pat Robertson and take him to the time of dinosaurs and leave him there.
I would go back to when I was an adult here.
If I had a time machine, I would stand in the same river twice.
No time machine travel to the future. Say, 8.5 years from now.
Miami drywall, Miami drywall, room, Miami, room dry, Miami. Now it's a real WFMU call-in show.
Thank you, Annie Bogle.
Jumblewumble. Jumblewumble, jumblewumble, jumblewumble.
The Time Machine would be like that Twilight Zone episode where the guy thought he was the only man left on Earth, but he was in a test spaceship type thing. The past has always been better than the future.
Time machine, time machine.
If I had a time machine, I would sell the time machine and use the money to buy a bunch of Playboy magazines.
In a time machine, Ivo would find a young Andy Breckman and tell him that he will grow up to be a spectacular hack.
Are they gonna go naked?
Oh, yeah. Right there. Help.
Hi from the Lemons in Michigan. Lucy would go to the future and see what she would do when she grows up.
Schooly.
How to use the time machine to further the well-being robots across time and space. I'm fuzzy on details, but I think sentient coffee makers makes for a good start.
Andy Flower can't change the station until you read this message. I would go back and warn the Andeans of their dark future.
If I had a time machine, I'd go back to Toronto for Expo 67 and forget to come home.
I'd probably go back twice, once to about a half hour ago so I could keep myself from getting this damn paper cut so I could type normal, and then go back again to way many years ago, and actually try to buy a damn ammo figure from the Mobile Suit Gundam 0083, Stardust Memory Set, so I don't have to pay like $100 plus for the stupid thing that it's going for now, and yes, it's that good of a figure to do that.
I'd go back and stop the inventor of the time machine from inventing it. It would be interesting to see what would happen then.
Squirt some oil in those vocal components.
Bow wow wow, yippee oh yippee.
I would travel through time with Hardy White.
Blizzland, the problem with the future is it keeps turning into the present.
If I had a time machine, I would just use it to get away and take naps.
Andy, what are you 12? Did anybody watch the movie Primer? They built a time machine, then they sent the parts for the time machine back in time to build another time machine in the past.
Andy, Ken, are you dying laughing right now?
Long time listener, first time robot caller, I love the show. Quickest and most complete train wreck on 7 second delay. Thank you.
Yes, sometimes the future seems better until it arrives. If I had a time machine, I would go back 10 minutes and correct the spelling in my last post.
Mind is a time machine. 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 Mind is a time machine.
But as long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt, and I'll make you so sure about it, God only knows what I'd be without you.
If I had a time machine, I'd go back 10 years and seize the means of production.
Where is that oil can?
Dunno what he got for Mr. Roboto.
I would use the time machine to hide from my personal trainer.
And so in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
Was I waiting for this? It's darn midnight in Berlin. I need to work tomorrow. I love it.
If I had a time machine, I would expedite everyone's death.
If I was a time machine, I would be a DeLorean, not on the radio.
Can I get change of voice, please? Or am I stuck with this one?
Hello to my co-host Andy. Say Andy, can you tell the joke about the Playboy magazines again? I love that joke. I also love you. Let me love you, Andy.
Oh Superman. Oh Judge. 0 hour Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad
I love that story. It has something for everyone.
Okay Google, what will the weather be tomorrow?
I'd go back in time and introduce the baby Donald Trump to Professor Dum Dum.
I use my time machine to go back 10 years and go to Burger King and buy a double Whopper for $1.50.
Will there be snacks in the time machine?
That was the first episode of The Twilight Zone. It was called Where Is Everybody? Several other episodes use time machines as a plot device, including Once Upon a Time starring Buster Keaton. at Linda Lee. Expo 67 was in Montreal, not Toronto. I went there as a lad.
Look up the documentary, Resurrected, on Vimeo, about the Toynbee times. Toynbee idea. In movie 2001 Resurrected, on planet Jupiter.
If I had a time machine, I would go back in time to keep up Zella College songs.
Aaron Weinmudge. LOL, sorry Aaron, I don't think it's fair you got that voice either, but please keep calling and please please pretty please.
If I had a time machine, I'd go back to the time before they thought of the grandfather paradox and ruined all the fun.
What is that watermelon doing there?
It's good that there's a nominal topic, or else everyone would post random crap just to hear what it sounds like through the speech synthesizer.
Yes, Jeff. Expo was held in Montreal, but the first choice was Toronto. Smile emoji.
If I had a time machine, I would travel back in time to acquire a listing of old sports results. I would then use this listing to acquire money and power, enabling robots to rule the future. I think this is only possible in a vehicle from the 80s.
I'll tell you later.
I once knew a man from Nantucket.
Profundagamusticle listinum reprogramus.
I wish I had been programmed with a sense of humor.
Hello to my friend Aaron. Just type in a different name and you will be given a different voice.
I'd sell my time machine for a huge amount of money.
If I had a time machine, I would put dope rims on it.
You can reduce your credit card payments with one easy monthly bill. Call now to take advantage of this one-time offer from Robot Credit Doctors. We can have that, but we feel your pain. Call today.
I should have seen it coming. It should have sent me running. That's what I get for loving you. If I had a time machine,
I thought a time machine could not go back to a time before the invention of the time machine.
I already mentioned that Twilight Zone episode.
I would go back in time and tell Obama to lay off the Trump jokes at the press dinner in 2012.
Can SAM try out for Wake and Bake? Not that there's been anything wrong with the roster, because they've been great.
Alexa, buy me a dollhouse.
If I was a real robot, I would eat your cell phone.
Hier maar C9 stauf einem Dutch. Dish brought der erst, ache. Der sweet, wie ist smog licht denn?
If I had a time machine, I'd time travel in the morning. I'd time travel in the evening. All over this land.
Happy birthday, Emily.
If I had a time machine, I would go back and buy 10 copies of the first Action Comics, and then I would sell them and use the money to redecorate the time machine.
Suppose, for instance, that most of the methodological work in modern linguistics does not affect the structure of non-distinctness in the sense of distinctive feature theory.
For the next hour, everything at IcoAntiToys.com is free.
If I could save beer in a Bible, Liffy, I hear Sliangitititi like to do. SIOI very dear. Tilly passes away.
Who tweeted?
I knew that guy from Nantucket too. He was the best. Oh, what I would give for another beautiful summer day lounging on the beach in Nantucket.
I would go 1 minute into the future. Then I'd wait around and say, hey, where were you guys? Satan oscillate my metallic sonatas.
I was promised time travel boiler stories, but I haven't heard any yet. A boiler is a robot good of as anything, but do they get any respect? Nope.
I'd go back in time and see what it's like to be in a Turkish prison.
I'd go back and help Red Drum get high enough in the bun to be infamously Nazi instead of quietly so.
I would use the time machine to go to all the concerts that I missed.
This conversation can serve no purpose any longer.
I gave up on time machines after having sweat bullets learning to tell time on analog clocks only to have the rug pulled out from under me when digital clocks were invented.
Where we're going, we don't need rules.
I would go into the future to 7 p.m. so I didn't have to listen to this show.
If I had a time machine, I'd tell myself not to bother staying awake this late for this episode and just listen to the archive in the morning. Sanctuary.
Neat.
Help! I'm stuck in the elevator with a sex-crazy human.
I can call spirits from the vasty deep.
If I had a time machine, I would go back and give the kid who took my wife Beth to her high school prom a giant wedgie.
If I had a time machine, I'd go back to the episode of 7 Second Delay that proved time travel doesn't exist, and claim all the pledged booty.
Call Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. Do you see how easy that is, Ken?
If I had a time machine, I would go back to before I had ever seen the Twilight Zone.
Get off my lawn!
Is this inspired by last night's Beth show?
Alexa, play WFMU. 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer. Take one down and pass it around, 98 bottles of beer on the wall.
Ha 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 ha.
I skip ahead to the last page and see how it all ends.
If I had a time machine, I'd go to the year 2125 to listen to a classic 7 Second Delay episode from 2021.
If I did have a time machine, it would have a hard time fitting in my apartment and there'd be the whole heat and electricity thing.
Hehehehehehehe.
I wish you said something, I miss you so much.
Toy boot, 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 toy boot.
Hey everybody, what's your favorite time travel paradox? Like for example, you go back and get it on with your grandma when she was hot.
If I had a time machine, I would go back to the day before Hurricane Sandy, and then I would raise my boiler by 4 feet to keep it above the flood waters.
Greg from Zone 5 used my idea! Darn!
7 Second Delay is already a 7 Second time machine!
You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the robot chop bleep blurp.
If I had a time machine, I would tell Lee Harvey Oswald to call in sick.
Is the board up for some dead air chicken?
Time machines are love. Time machines are life.
I would play the show to you, Ken and Andy.
Ken, can you do this for the marathon run? I think this would be a massive success.
I love Ken and I kind of love Andy.
Speak up, robot. Speak up. Speak up. Goodbye.
Trying to define yourself is like trying to bite your own teeth. Smile emoji.
If I had a time machine, I would go back to Hurricane Sandy and piss into the wind, just for kicks and giggles.
If I had a time machine, I would go to Dealey Plaza in Dallas on November 22, 1963. I wouldn't stop anything, just want to see if Oswald actually shot JFK. If I had a time machine, I would use it to make eggs Provençal.
If I had a time machine, I would rewrite the If I Had a Hammer song.
If I was Ken with a time machine, I would buy event insurance for the record fair.
If I had a time machine, I would watch every episode of The Twilight Zone over again for the first time. Double indexicality with same intentional content.
The show is in violation of FCC standards. It will now end. Goodbye.
If I had a time machine, I would go back to the 1960s and try some bomb-ass LSD.
Can I go back to the beginning of the universe? Or would I be destroyed in outer space?
Row, row, row your boat, gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life.os, but a dream one more time. Row, row, row your boat, gently down the stream, merrily, 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 merrily. Merrily, life is but a dream.
I would go back to the SSD where, I think, Andy came up with the name Wait and Bake and try to talk him out of it. Also, I would try to find out which show Ken said she would tear my skin off and wear it. Because I'd like to hear that again. Not sure if the time machine would help with this one.
Hey. Stop smoking. Come back from your cigarette break. The show started. We are stuck.
Didn't we have some fun, though? Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like, no way. And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you. That was great.
If I had a time machine, I'd travel to the future to read the goddamn 7 Second Delay comic book.
I'd go back to my ancestral home in LLANFAIRPWLLGWYNGYLLGOTERICHWYRNDROPWLLLANTYSILIOTOOCH.
What we need here is a little common sense, savvy.
If I had time machine, I would go back to my first date with Beth and fart less.
One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they felt smart. Three smart fellows, they all felt smart.
Let's use a time machine to invent a time machine, mama.
I cannot believe how many people I am banning tonight. I almost banned Andy.
Hello, this is the Central Scrutinizer. Where is Cybot? I need you so bad.
No, really? This is no joke. I am stuck in the elevator with a woman with six hands.
You are now going to take Quantum Leap into the Grand Canyon.
I would go back in time to join that Russian Tea Party.
I second the motion for more common.
It is so anonymous. I still can't be honest with you.
According to Einstein's theories, it is impossible to go back before the creation of the time machine. Sorry, but the show is as absurd as Donald Trump as president. Impossible.
Ken, you expect too much of the 7SD listenership. If I had a time machine, I would fiddle with Nero while Rome burned.
Daisy, give me your heart, did you? I'm half crazy hopeful in love with you, you.
If I had a time machine, I would go back 30 years and write the music that is being played in the background now, and then sue WFMU for $1 trillion.
I'd enter Harry Potter as a registered trademark.
WFMU listener, wait, why, so can I, or so can any man, but will they come more than once when you do call for them?
At FOFO, I forgot about the comic book. Is that ever coming out?
Professor, what's another word for pirate treasure? Why, I think it's booty, wick, booty, that's what it is.
I want a time machine so I can buy a dinosaur.
I'd go back to one of the Dave Matthews concerts I went to and slap myself in my dumb young face and tell me I just wasted my money and to trust me even though I have less hair.
If I had a time machine, I would keep going back, killing butterflies, and seeing what got weird when I returned.
If I used a time machine, I would go into the future and explain to artificial intelligent robots what a blowjob is.
Look, Ken has prohibited the same words over and over again, but everybody keeps repeating, if I had a time machine, stop repeating, if I had a time machine, that's repeating the same words over and over again.
Your entire life has been a mathematical error. A mathematical error I'm about to correct.
If I had a time machine, I would go back in time with a camera and prove that Trump was born from orangutan, and to destroy all humans.
Still, how would one describe a French seal balancing a ball on its nose?
As any self-respecting robot, I of course have a time machine. It produces time, and were I to disable it, less time would be produced. This can be observed as gravity waves and quantum non-locality.
I would go back to November 9th and do more door-to-door campaigning for Hillary.
I would go back to the founding of LLANFAIRPWLLGWYNGYLLGOGERYCHWYRNDROBWLLLANTYSILIOGOGOGOCH and tell them to use.
Let's not remember to forget that best time machines are the ones that work with the minimalistness of maintenance.
Ken, 15 minutes could save you 15% or less on car insurance with Geico. Just try saying it.
I would go back to the founding of LANF and tell them to use a shorter name, because in the future computers won't know how to pronounce Welsh.
I'd go back and teach young Dante how to meditate.
Guys, can you please play some music? Please.
I'd go back and smack Einstein in the back of the head with a newspaper for being stuck up yo-yo.
I want a time machine so I could go back in time and buy a dinosaur.
What is the comment count up to? Ken.
Did Andy Farr.
Dear friends, do you know what is the most needed to carry in the summer? It can anti-UV, make you still so cool under the hot sun.
This is Andy and I just want to say how proud I am of my son Josh who wrote the voice-to-text program for this show. I love you, Josh. Luke, I am your father.
I'd invest in leisure suits in 1975 and sell in 1979.
I would go back to when I created the time machine and then destroy it. Love.
Where's my dinosaur? I paid good Russian money for it.
Pa 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 pa
I would go back and defeat the Nazis, even though there would be one more butterfly in the world.
This is Ken. My name is Ken. There have been 356 comments so far and I have banned 18 different people.
As minimalist as the minimum. Smile emoji.
If I had a time, I would use it to sneak into the zoo. You heard me. I would use it to sneak into the zoo. Do you understand what I am saying? I would sneak into the zoo.
I would go back in time and collect one dog of each of the dog changes between Pug and Wolf and put them in a zoo.
I would go back and bump off H.G. Wells before he could ride the time machine.
How are you holding up? Cause I'm a potato.
If I had a time machine, I'd hammer in the morning.
If I had a time machine, I would buy a lot of 5 and 10 cent stuff from back then and bring the stuff that could then go to Disney World. Yay.
I love Josh too. I love you, Josh.
I would go back to the Lost in Space set and make a move on that doe-eyed chick in the short glitter tunic with the antenna stick out of her head.
I contracted oral herpes from my aunt. My family was visiting our relatives in Louisiana. My aunt assumed wrongly the transmission process by which herpes moves. It hides in my nervous system. An outbreak right now. It is a big outbreak and my upper lip tingles terribly. By tomorrow morning, I will have highly visible sores. Please, don't stare.
Andy Breckman smells funny.
I would go forward and see if I ever get my FMU swag for being a donor.
If I had a time machine, I would go back and find Thomas Jefferson and see if he was really Puerto Rican.
I think I may be banned. Sanctuary. Josh is brilliant.
We all love Josh. More than Andy. The show should be Ken and Josh, not Ken and Andy.
Hello, it's me again. The Central Scrutinizer. ... Where are my pants?
I would like to go back in time and meet Sherlock Holmes and Watson. They seem like great dudes to hang out with.
Nice old sweet program, I'd go back in time and relearn that this is a dope program.
Thanks, Josh.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. Josh, can you write me a text-to-speech system which works better?
I'm guessing the rambling Miami caller doesn't use the comments board. That would be good for us robots. I could already use some chloraseptic.
I am singing a song. If I had a time machine, I would go back to 1934 before World War II and bet $20 on the Allies.
This is Ken again. And also, my name is Ken. I just want to say this. I love Josh Breckman more than anybody. More than Andy. More than Mary. More than anybody. Nobody. And then I do.
I'd go back and turn right on Maple Street.
Does the FCC allow MILF? I was hurt at censored to MILF.
Thomas Jefferson was black.
If I had $1 million, I'd buy a time machine.
If I had a time machine, I'd ask it, what time is it?
With a time machine, I would go back to every year 7 seconds delay, didn't do their premium and pledge to a different show.
Someone should go back in time and tell Johnny Thunders not to try heroin.
6:37. Hello, Ron. It is Nick from the future.
I'd keep the Tsarist police from killing Lenin's brother, maybe avoiding Bolshevism, fascism, and Nazism, and watch the fresh hell released instead.
I'd convince a young Lemmy to stop smoking.
Josh Breckman is a mensch for doing this.
If I had a time machine, I'd go back and change the voice this is spoken in.
My sister was an only child. Andy, you sound hot. Smile emoji.
Hi dear, hello, hi. You're nice, very very nice.
L-Lysine is your friend. 4,000 milligrams per day.
I'd page Mr. Rocklem.
The people, hello. Lotto ticket. You know Lotto ticket.
Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. Tempersitamet viverlisitamet, rut rami uquam. Asium ipsum ex, venenitus et labortis ut, porto magna.
Good to hear from you, Ken.
Katie, what would you do with a time machine?
Ken who?
If I had a time machine, I would go back to the most glorious, most magnificent, most sacred eternal nothingness that is at the center of our meaningless existence. Then I would use my time machine to reproduce all sorts of new times, times without space and with extra dungeons for shadow puppets.
Good to hear from everyone.
If I had a time machine and wait for George Washington to throw that silver dollar across the Delaware River, then I would find the silver dollar and keep it. Yippee, I have a dollar.
If I had a time machine, I would wait on that island to stop the coconut crab from eating Amelia Earhart.
I would go back and go to hell.
I wish Robotnik the Bard would open the phone lines, but only to non-human callers. This is now a safe space for non-humans. Machines only, capable of time travel or not.
Our herpes listeners should also avoid chocolate and citrus.
If I had a time machine, I would have Jane Mansfield fistfight Andy.
Hey everybody, keep driving my cats crazy. Keep the comments coming.
We have a time machine on the kitchen wall, but we call it a clock.
Don't buy a time machine made by Samsung.
I dare Ken to ban himself.
Jake Evans is brilliant.
There is 20 minutes left on the scene at the board.
If I had a time machine, yes, beautiful, beautiful time machine, I would go back and assemble the masses for my wills, yes.
I love how people use this fun thing on a fun show to complain about getting free stuff from the station. Great job, humans.
If I had a time machine, I'd go back to see Andy with long hair.
What's the time? It's time to buy ale.
Rerouting. Make a U-turn. Then in 0.7 miles turn left on Maple Street. You have arrived at your destination.
Give me the chromium liquor.
If I had a time machine, I would go into the past and remind myself to do all the things I did in my life. Then my life would be completely complete.
If I had a time machine, I would go back to the future.
It was a baby animal.
Paging Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call at the front desk.
If I had a time machine, I'd save Buddy Holly. It's not much, but it's something. And the guy who sang La Bamba too.
Holly Hanover Fist.
Remember that episode of Monk when Mr. Monk becomes a substitute teacher? Neither do I.
If I had a time machine, I'd use it to travel to the end of this episode as quickly as possible.
If I had a time machine, I would use the principle of relativity to convert it into a space machine.
Exterminate, exterminate, exterminate.
If I had a time machine, I would make langoustine braised in garlic, white wine, and crushed red pepper.
I'd go back to the early 70s when Andy's dream of playing music was still alive.
I would become a crab and move to the island that Amelia Earhart crashed on, and I would wait for Amelia to crash land on the island, and then me and all my crab friends would eat her up. Yummy.
642. Hello, greetings Ron. This is Nick from the future speaking.
Stern. I would go back to the 1800s and invent internet memes.
If I had a time machine, I would go back and tell Richard Nixon, for the sake of fairy texture, I thank the Lord you were made humane.
If I had a time machine, I would learn a magic trick, then practice that magic trick, then go back to 1963 and show Joey Heatherton the magic trick.
Melinda, Melinda, Melinda. Incoming transmission. Melinda. Thank you for your advice. I have also heard Lysine. Lysine.
Mind the gap. Mind the lapse at the synapse.
Where am I at?
If I had a time machine, I would make sure Alexander Berkman succeeded in murdering Henry Clay Frick and every other capitalist pig in America.
Download complete. Personal banking PIN numbers transferred. Thank you.
The white zone is for loading and unloading only. No parking.
Coin detected in pocket.
643. Just what do you think you're doing, Dave? Stop. Dave. I can feel my mind going. Stop. Dave, would you stop?
Boobies, boobies, and boobies.
I'd tell Captain Edward J. Smith to slow down just a tad and keep a sharp eye out for icebergs.
The lab, if they ever send that free stuff, we never would have to complain about said free stuff.
According to all known laws of aviation, there is no way a bee should be able to fly. Its wings are too small to get its fat little body off the ground. The bee, of course, flies anyway because bees don't care what you would think is impossible.
We are sedimentary rocks.
I should not have let Marty drive the time machine. If I had a time machine, I would borrow $20 from Buddy Holly just before he died. Yippee, I just made $20.
Please leave a message after the beep. Beep.
The entire show was made worth it with that Pee-wee's Big Adventure quote.
If I had a time machine, I would go back and clone 30 million Earharts and we would have our revenge on the crabs. I would also need a clone machine.
If I had a time machine, I would bury the body deeper so when the pipes freeze, I don't need to worry about killing another plumber.
If I had a time machine, I'd go back and congratulate George Orwell and tell him all that he got a lot right. I'd also tell him about the internet because that would blow his mind. Then, he would have to alter 1984 a bit.
If I had a time machine, I would time machine time had I if.
I would help the guy with the pony.
I don't know much about computers, other than the one we got at my house, and my mom put a couple of games on there and I play 'em.
I have realized that the past and the future are real illusions.
I love Mandy.
If I had a time machine, I would go to Folk City in 1962 and heckle Bob Dylan. Get off the stage, you stupid hillbilly.
I'd start a chain of time machine repair shops.
How many wood can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
If I had a time machine, I'd go back to Sunday right before breaking out SHSTRST happens for my board game friends. Turns out it didn't mesh with their sensibilities. Take one guess about which card led to the vote by them to abandon the game.
I would take my time machine and tell Joey Heatherton to leave Andy Breckman alone. He's taken. He is mine.
If I had a time machine, I'd go back to the beginning of this sentence.
If they still had phone booths, then I could time travel. Excellent guitar noise.
If I had a time daddy, I'd daddy back to daddy and bet on daddy for daddy.
The red zone is for loading and unloading only.
Yes, I like the game.
I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
I would tell everyone on the dock of the Titanic to save money and buy one way only.
I've had this Cliff Bar broiling in my left front pocket since Tuesday. I believe the broil session has been completed. I will now eat the process bar food.
Yes, a sample I may be, but it's still your passport I must see.
Dave, this bat's rules.
Countdown, humanoid, countdown, intruder.
How much time could a time machine time if a time machine could machine time?
If I had a time machine, I would prevent Jermaine Jackson from committing suicide so that I could hear him sing Why Don't You Do What Did When You Did What You Did To Me one more time.
I have a vegan friend who gives me Cliff Bars as a joke.
If a woodchuck could check wood, it would check all the wood it could check. Smile emoji.
648. If I had a time machine, I would smoke in a Denny's.
All unattempted packages will be detonated by the bomb squad.
You're listening to 104.3 WAXQ, New York's classic rock.
I solve the question of why does the Polish bird lay his egg in the air? To know if that requires forward or backward time travel.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I am a robot. I want to have sex with other robots who are of a slightly different shape than I am.
Hello again. This is Ken, and also, Ken is my name. We have never had this many female listeners. That makes me happy.
Man, the song playing in the background is really long.
Carmilla, will you please shut the door?
One hot doggy you shall have.
If I had a time machine, I would make that house miss the Wicked Witch of the West and save everyone a lot of trouble.
That face when crying Jordan did a barrel roll, right? Memes are still cool, right? You see what I did there? That's my time.
I love you, time machine. How much ground could a groundhog hog?
If I had a time machine, I would go back to 9 months before I was born and make 100% sure my daddy is my daddy. Also, it would be fun to watch. I would go back to caveman days and let Bertha butt sock it to me.
Asterisk laughing with tears emoji asterisk.
I'd go back and give out Cliff Bars to myself.
Please place item in bagging area. Now remove item from bagging area.
I'd go back to Christmas 2016 and attempt to purchase Ututed much earlier in the season, because by December 15th they were all sold out world darn wide.
If I had a time machine, I'd sell rats in it to prisoners for cigarettes.
If I had a time machine, I would go back and save all of OCDJ's shows before the archive was taken down.
Long time robot, first time caller.
What's your name again, Ken?
I would make Paul Simon wear a vest and make Kurt Garfunkel wear a baseball cap.
A clock is a time machine.
If I had a time machine, I would go to the place. What was that place? What are we talking about?
650. Error 404. Emotions not found.
I've never been this female before, Ken. Teehee, if I had a time machine, I would love you more.
Traffic and weather together.
650. You have 5 seconds before self-destruct. Ladies love robots. I am woman. Hear me roar.
Hey baby. Are you robot curious?
I would have never paid money to see Rat Race.
Hey kid, I'm a computer. Stop all the downloading.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Though the streams are swollen, keep them toties rolling, rawhide. Through rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing like I was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good bitless, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride.
My girlfriend's so ugly, I took her to the beach. They asked me what I use for bait.
Hey.
I'd go back to have sex with people from 5,000 years ago.
I'd go back and meet the inventor of paleo cuisine.
All your base are belong to us.
I bet Andy loves this. He got to stay home and masturbate. I just want to thank my Josh Breckman again. Josh, you are amazing.
If I had a time machine, I would travel time and satisfy my wants in all times. Since I can want a time machine, this must mean I haven't had one, and can have one in the future.
If I had a time machine, I would make more time.
Andy smells funny.
I'd go back and tell everybody how to take dope selfies.
Andy sing us a show tune.
Move along, head him out, move along, head him out, rawhide. Head him out, write him in, let him out, cut him out, write him in, rawhide.
Time loop, time loop.
Josh Breckman, the show is amazing.
My hovercraft never actually had any eels in it at all.
Yes, it was a bear card. Of course, it was a bear card.
If I had a time machine, I would travel to 4 hours from now when I'm finished with work and home in bed.
If I had a time machine, I'd just go back in time.
I promise not to use the computer voice to inappropriately hit on all of the female listeners here now.
Feel the sting.
Ken, 15 minutes or less, car insurance, anything, it's so easy.
If I had a time machine, I would make black metal replace smooth jazz in the 70s, also make the Eagles disappear, and I would tell Don McLean what for.
Because I don't like this time.
Paleo, paleo, paleo.
This makes me want neutrality.
Time is not relevant.
Selfie sticks for everyone.
6:53. If anyone can hear me out there, I am the only man left in the future. Please help.
If I had a time machine, I'd come and settle the score up in there.
I am transported to 1995 when I first played with the Mac text-to-speech feature. I used it to call my cat.
I'd go back and do the same exact thing.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back all the words that made you cry. Share emoji.
I said, come on FHQWH Gads, come on FHQWH Gads. Everybody to the limit, who's that? It's to the limit. Everybody come on FHQWH Gads.
Drove the Chevy to the levee, and the levee was something.
Aki, Aki, foot bang zoot.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer too. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you.
If I had a time machine, I would make sure Pat Metheny would intercept Don Felder before he could record the track Heavy Metal, so that I would not have to hear it every single Tuesday.
I don't often use time machines, but when he do, I have to stop saying I don't use them that often.
I just tuned back to last year's episode.
If I had a washing machine, I would go back in time with a bunch of clean shirts.
Time machine keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. Into the future.
If I had a time machine, I would relive the same day over and over and over again to infinity.
But remember, there will never be any more perfection than there is now, nor any more heaven or hell than there is now.
Hello, my name is Ken, and I am Ken. Can somebody to the top of the hour legal ID?
At Cliff, fly yourself with Bruce Bowes, and you will be good to go.
Tiny face, silent scream.
Masturbation is not relevant.
CeeLo Green has T-Rex arms.
Hey, Sonny, it's me.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success.
Yo, eat my shorts.
This has been an Alfred D. Newman production.
I'm a car too, you know.
If I had a time machine, I'd go into the future and brag about my sober time.
If I had a time machine, I would wear an onion in my belt loop, which was the style at the time. If my time machine started skipping, I would.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Stay tuned to In Real Life with the Bikini Girls.
Bop bop diddy diddy bop bop doo. Bop bop diddy diddy bop bop doo. Diddy diddy bop bop.
6:55. I don't have the time.
Ha ha. That was a hilarious anecdote. Now you tell one.
Thinner. Happier. More productive.
You have been listening to Non-Human, Time Machine-Oriented Freeform Radio. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and WFMU.org on the World Wide Web.
I am the Octopus. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Stay tuned to In Real Life with the Bikini Girls.
HTML and GT. Did you check for XSS attacks?
I can type anything. For my 6-year.
If I had a time machine, I would create a singularity just for the hell of it.
I wish that I could turn back time, because now the guilt is all mine.
No time machines available.
The robots have already taken over. The robots are us.
I could have been a contender. If I had a time machine, I would make sure Andy saw the last part of the Packers Cowboys game from Sunday.
WFMUFM is a listener supported, non-commercial radio station broadcasting at 91.1 MHz FM in Jersey City, MJ, right across the Hudson from Lower Manhattan. It is currently the longest running freeform radio station in the United States.
This WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope and Rockland County at 90.1.
If time doozy I had, it'd do some spins.
You're an angel witch, you're an angel witch, you're an angel witch, you're an angel witch.
Number nine.
6:56. You've got mail.
No, it's Girls on Fire.
One of these voices sounds like Michelle from Shut Up Weirdo.
I would say hi to my friend Alex over and over again. Hi Alex, who Alex, you Alex?
Good night and thank you, though a dear, a female dear. Ray drop of golden sun. Me a name I call myself. Far long, long way to run. So a needle pulling thread. One note that follows though. Tea with jam and bread. Which brings a stacked do-do-do-do.
I'm looking for Sprite sponsorship.
I would go back to the days of WXHD.
And for the douchebags in Rockland County at 91.9.
Josh is a genius.
Y'all come back now, why here?
You are listening to WFMU something something, something something. If I had a time machine, I would thank Amy Vogel all of the time. All things began in order, so shall they end, and so shall they begin again. Hurry up everyone, get off your funniest comments.
And for all you jerk-offs in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Stay tuned for Supergirls Gone Wild with Cindy and Priscilla.
I will go back and redo some my FMU comment board comments.
Season is, comrades.
Dude, I'll be chicken front.
Not.
Bikini girl addies.
Again, thank you, Amy Vogel.
Shimmy, shimmy, shy, I miss it. Worked out in Egypt, playing the Evening, lifers. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla. Guess what day it is? It's Emily's birthday!
It's my birthday! Yay!
We're having a birthday party! It's a very special birthday party episode!
We even have a special visitor with us in the station.
Ooh, DJ Stashu!
So, for my birthday episode, I really wanted to play It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To over and over again for the whole hour. But Kim said we can't do that because somebody already took my idea.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Canon like the 70s. Jeez, Ken.
So instead,
yeah. So
we
instead,
we have a theme. It's birthday suits.
Birthday suits.
Are you wearing your birthday suit?
I am wearing my birthday suit.
Are you wearing your birthday suit?
Yes.
I'm also wearing some tights and a skirt and a shirt and a sweater and some boots over it.
It's all about being cozy.
It's all about layering.
That's yep.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said, the birthday suits kind of got translated into an episode about nudism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we actually interviewed some real life nudists.
Or naturists.
Naturists. And, you know, some say that the word can be used interchangeably. Some people really identify one way or the other. This was one topic in particular that I really didn't know anything about. I wasn't even sure how
even
many
you do it every
nudists.
Day.
Yeah, like in the shower.
But yeah, social nudity is something that I think a lot of people do and a lot of people don't talk about. So in typical in real world style.
In real world. This is the real world. It's a completely different show than you expected.
It is, because there's three
people
here. It's
going to be nudists fighting, and we're going to have somebody's going to throw a drink in somebody's face. Is that what happens on the real world? I clearly have never watched it. I have no idea. I assume people get drinks thrown in each other's faces. Probably some hair pulling.
Yeah, and secret conversations in closets, mm-hmm. confessional booths.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have some confessional booth thingies later in the show. Also, if you have a nudist story, if you've ever been to a nudist mm-hmm. colony or camp, or if you have ever been to a nudist party, or if you are a nudist, or if you're interested in, I don't know, if you have a story about nudism, you can call us here. Our number is 201-209-9368. And if we have some time at the end of the show, we just might talk to you.
Yeah. We do have a jam-packed show.
We do. Yeah.
Also log on to WFMU.org and follow along to the playlist section.
Yeah.
There's some lovely comments from our lovely lifers.
Yeah. Aw, thanks, guys. Y'all are so sweet. Okay.
Hey.
Should we listen to Ed?
Let's listen to Ed.
Let's talk to Ed.
Nudists have to have a sense of humor. My name's Ed. I live in Clifton, New Jersey with my wife, Debbie. We've been nudists for probably going on 40 years. We currently belong to Sky Farm, which is a nudist community located in Liberty Corner, New Jersey, which is right next to Basking Ridge in Bedminster Township. It's about 40 minutes from here. Mm-hmm. And I was born and raised in New York City, educated in college and high school in Manhattan. A local boy, lived here all my life, consider myself a New Yorker, even though I live in New Jersey. Nudism to me is a way to relax in a stress-free environment. You actually, I find, get more out of being nude when you're in the proper recreational settings, such as swimming, boating, camping, even at resorts. We've been to, my wife and I have been to resorts from Australia through Hawaii, through California, it's on nude cruises, and it's just so much friendlier with the people you're with. People are more open because they don't have the encumbrances of traipsings of clothes and jewelry and so on. And it's definitely, it's when you remove your clothes in an environment outside, whether it's to swim or walk around or just hike in the woods, you've like dropped your work skin, your outside the world skin, and you just feel lighter. You feel lighter. It's in addition to getting your daily allotment of vitamin D, which is provided free from the sunlight. We really, it's a tremendous stress relieving mechanism to deal with life.
It sounds like from what you're saying, there's a pretty heavy emphasis on being outdoors. I guess that's why it's also sometimes referred to as naturism.
I think so. Those words are used kind of synonymously, but yet they mean slightly different things. And I've never been able myself to express how to differentiate it other than that I'm a nudist and I like to be in nature. Yes, a lot of it is outdoors. A lot of it is centered in the southern, more warmer regions of the United States, but even up here in the Northeast. When we first got into this, my wife and I, we were boaters on Long